Hey everybody, this is Scorpio with Chit Chat with Scorpio. And today we are going to do another talk about Lamar Whitehead. Now this one is somewhat, actually I'm happy for it because it should have happened. It should have never happened in the first place. So everybody knows that Lamar Whitehead, he calls himself a bishop. Now, being a bishop, as the Bible says, you are to be married to one wife and be blameless, right? Bishop is not married to one wife. He actually divorced his wife that he was married to. So that basically, technically disqualifies him of being a bishop. And on top of that, he is not blameless at all, right? So this particular bishop, his name is, I believe it's O.G. Caldwell. He is the one that actually ordained him, and I believe he also ordained Asia as bishops, right? Asia not even supposed to be a bishop anyway because she a woman. But anyway, it is true that he did get ordained by this man, by this bishop. And now, since everything, a lot of stuff is coming out about Whitehead, this particular bishop has finally decided to drop Whitehead. Because basically, Whitehead ain't gonna listen to nobody anyway. Even though he's supposed to be accountable for this man, Bishop O.G. Caldwell finally figured out that there is nothing that he can actually do to help Whitehead, because Whitehead is not going to listen to nobody. Whitehead is going to do what he wants to do no matter what. This is the reason why really a lot of people need to drop from him. They really need to stop supporting him. They need to, because when they support him, they're supporting all of the foolishness that he's doing, even the wrongdoings, you know. So everybody really needs to drop him. He's using Eric Adams' name to boost himself. You know, he's now, we're finding out that he is an actual known scammer. He's been scamming for so many years. And now, a lot more stuff is coming out about him. He tried to extort money from a car dealer. He's also has taken money, and he actually had made money, supposedly for a fundraiser, and he took some of that money and pocketed some of that money for himself. Another thing that he was doing, and it seems like he was doing it for a long time, and that is the real estate classes. What he was doing was he was asking people to join his real estate classes. During the form process, he wanted people to give them their names, addresses, and also their social security numbers. What do you need with their social security numbers? Because you're not even a licensed real estate agent. So what was the purpose of asking for people's social security numbers? Well, turns out the purpose of him asking for people's social security numbers is because many years ago he was arrested for stealing people's identities and using their social security numbers to buy high luxury cars. That's what he was doing time for. And so he's been trying to do it again. He's been trying to get people's social security numbers so he can use them, basically, it seems like. And some people actually were signing up for his real estate classes. And the thing about the real estate classes too, because technically it's not really free at all. I wouldn't even call it free. It's technically not free. And the reason why I say it's not free is because before these classes start, he would send notices out asking people to donate $25 as a love offering. That right there is not free classes. They basically paid for their class. Let's just be honest. They basically paid for their class. So if you look up on online and you go to the New Yorker website, there was an article that came out about him. And basically it was more so about why Eric Adams started mentoring Whitehead. Thing about it though, technically Mayor Eric Adams really didn't do a good job mentoring him, because this man, even though he was mentoring him, he was still going out there committing frauds, and he was still going out there scamming people. So I don't know what type of mentoring Eric Adams was doing, because he's doing nothing but scamming people. And then the fact that Eric Adams is being so naive, and not, I don't know if he wants to believe it or not, but he's just being so naive to everything that's going on, and yet he still wants to be attached to him, which is crazy. Because any high profile person would not continue to be connected to people who are scamming. And technically, I guess, yeah, he doesn't care about that, because he's still friends with him, although they're not really in contact with each other. He's kind of keeping it on the low. Not saying too much now, especially because Whitehead is all out in the open. Whitehead is also known for, he literally called the cops on his wife, which is crazy. It was also found out that there was a story that Whitehead always used to talk about a guy named Arthur Miller. Arthur Miller was somebody who was killed by the NYPD police back in around 1978. Now, this is the kicker, and I spoke on it on my last podcast, but this is the ticker of it, though. Whitehead has always, in the beginning, Whitehead has always said that he was Arthur Miller's son, right? And he would always talk about how the police is corrupt because of how Arthur Miller was killed. So basically, in this very same article, they were talking about how he came in contact with Arthur Miller's daughter, his youngest daughter. And at the time, I guess they sued the city of New York or the police department, and they won. They received a large settlement. Don't know how much the settlement was, but they received a settlement, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they get a call from Whitehead telling them that he is their brother all of a sudden. So the youngest daughter, one that he spoke to, told him, well, they would pay for him to fly out to Florida and to take a DNA test to prove, to show that he is actually their sibling. And I technically don't blame her for doing that, because I would do the same exact thing, because it's kind of weird that somebody out of nowhere would want to come up and say that they are their brother, and they have never heard of them until they heard about the robbery, I guess you want to say. And then technically, around that time when Arthur Miller had passed away, Whitehead was only 6 weeks old. He was only 6 weeks old. And on top of that, Arthur Miller was never married to his mother. So technically, they're not related. But the only way you would actually really find out is unless he agrees to take a DNA test. And he does not want to do that due to the fact that he knows that he is lying. Because if he wasn't lying, if he really wanted to prove that he is their sis, their brother, then he would not have a problem taking the DNA test, right? So anyway, let's go back to this Bishop OG Caldwell. Now, I'm pretty sure that a lot of people was telling him about how Whitehead is not a good person, or how he needs to open up his eyes and look at Whitehead for what he is. Now, I'm going to tell you something about some of these preachers, what the problem is. A lot of these preachers, like Bishop O.G. Caldwell, a lot of them do not have discernment. They don't have discernment at all. Because if they had discernment, they would be able to see that they will never, that some people that they have ordained will never call to ministry. And there's a lot of preachers out there that are in churches that are preaching that were never called to ministry. And all they are doing is damaging the people. There's a lot of damaged people in the church because of preachers who were never called to minister. The only reason why they have decided to get themselves ordained as a pastor is because they see dollar signs. It's all about the money. They don't particularly care too much about the people. It's just all about the money. And some of these pastors or preachers or apostles that are ordaining these people have no discernment whatsoever. Anybody that has a spiritual eye and has the gift of discernment will be able to tell or be able to see who was called and who was not. Who was chosen, who's not chosen. It's not that hard to see. And Whitehead has proven that he is not a real bishop. He was never called to be a bishop. If Caldwell ever listened, and I don't even know how he got confused or how he did it, but if Caldwell really listened to how Whitehead talked or listened to how Whitehead preached, should have been able to tell that Whitehead was never supposed to be a bishop. He lies on God. He proper lies on God. He's not hearing from God. Whatever voices that he's hearing, it ain't God. You know, the Bible talks about how your fruits will bear witness to who you are. His fruits are rotten to the core. He's not who he says he is. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's pretending to be something that he's not. He doesn't even know Bible. He doesn't even interpret the Bible correctly. He uses the Bible to pretty much talk about his life, because every sermon that he's ever done has been nothing but about him. Or it's been about him dragging his wife Asia. Or it's been about him attacking other people through his sermons. So nobody is really getting anything out of the sermons. And I can't believe for the life of me that people are actually listening to him and can't even tell that all of the stuff that he is saying has nothing to do with the Word of God. It has everything to do with him, because he's a narcissist. Everything has to be about him. He has to be combative. Every time something comes out about him, he gets really, really upset and he starts becoming combative. And that's when he starts preaching and talking about himself. So, again, I'm glad that Bishop Caldwell came to his senses and dropped him. He should have never ordained him in the first place. So now he's going to have to give account to it. And I believe that's another reason too. Because he's going to have to give account to the fact that he ordained this man. And what really also baffles me is that there are also other preachers who are following Whitehead. And some of these preachers are supposed to be very, anointed. But I'm finding out that a lot of preachers don't have discernment at all. They don't have discernment at all. Because if they did, they would not be following a man like that. That's not somebody you would want in your church preaching to your people. Because he will damage them. It's a lot of delusions. Or there's a lot of delusions going on. Yeah, he's not somebody that should be standing in anybody's pulpit preaching. At all. Sad part, he even stole somebody's church. Changed the locks on it and all, which he's not allowed to do. So he's really facing a lot of stuff. He's facing a lot of stuff. But like I said, kudos to Bishop O.G. Caldwell. That is the name of the person that ordained her. I know a lot of people did not believe that Whitehead was actually ordained. And, I mean, at first I couldn't believe it either. But after digging and finding a video that shows him, there is a video that actually shows him being what they call consecrated into a bishop. There is a video on it. I've seen the video and it shocked me. But he is. But again, kudos to Bishop O.G. Caldwell for dropping him. And I do hope that the next time you decide you want to ordain somebody, make sure you discern. Or if you don't have discernment, matter of fact, if you don't even have discernment, maybe you shouldn't even be preaching either. Who called you? How in the world do you ordain somebody that was never called to preach? And I get the fact that the bishop position, that's not even part of the fivefold ministry, what they call the fivefold ministry. That is a position where anybody can be. But at the same time, you still got to be careful on who you ordain. You got to be careful on who you ordain, because you are technically to blame for the many people who are being damaged by these people because you ordained them. So you got to be really, really careful. Really careful. Anyway, I'm going to be coming with another podcast. It's going to... I did say I was going to do a podcast on Lisa Marie Presley that just passed away. That would be my next podcast. And then after that, I'm going to actually have another guest on my podcast. And we are going to be discussing Bitcoins. So y'all stay tuned. Have a great day. And bye for now.